Morning. I hope that you can hear me this morning. Yeah, good morning. This is our weekly gathering, our Sunday service for Awakening Together. As you regular folks know, just as you would turn and greet your neighbor in a brick and mortar church, we have an opportunity to do the same thing at the beginning of our service every Sunday. So, Lynn's going to play us a song while we virtually turn and greet our neighbors and say good morning and maybe where we're from and just say hello. So I'm going to let go of the mic.
We are awakening to the calling of the mystic, awakening in the flowering of the heart. Everybody here melting into presence, overflowing effervescence, rising in love. We are awakening to a long forgotten memory. Dawn is breaking, waves are coming in. Everybody here standing in wonder beneath the rain and the thunder, rising in love.
Thank you, Lynn, for that opening music. Okay, Awakening Together is a universal assembly of peers dedicated to recognizing and embracing universal wisdom regardless of the form in which it appears. We are also dedicated to recognizing the ways we deny universal wisdom by adopting personal beliefs and biases. We want to recognize these limitations so we can free ourselves from them and open to the continuous flow of universal wisdom. And this morning, our core value number 4, we affirm one true self as the only truth. We live this value by embracing what is helpful on the path of awakening without idolizing any spiritual doctrine as truth. Okay, first up is our announcements. Let's see. Okay, tonight is movie night. Join us for our spirit-led movie watchers discussion group. Our movie for this month, that's going to be at 8 o'clock tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern time. Our movie this month is Brother Sun, Sister Moon. The way the group works, most of you probably already know this, but the way the group works is we watch the movie before we come to group. And it's recommended that you say a prayer before the movie to invite the inspiration that you might receive from inner wisdom or Holy Spirit while watching the movie. And then journal after you watch the movie. And then bring that journaling, bring your thoughts of contemplation about the movie with you to the movie group and share it with the other folks who are gathered there. And again, that's tonight at 8 p.m. Watch the movie Brother, Son, Sister, Moon, and come join us tonight. The next announcement is that right after movie group at 9 p.m. is the last of Gina Lake's mini-series, Busting the Illusion. In the final week, Gina Lake will help you learn how to free yourself from the false self and its negative and limiting beliefs. You will see clearly how the egoic mind, which creates the false self, operates and draws you into its illusory virtual reality, and how all suffering is created by believing the lies in the egoic thought stream. She'll also be helping you discover what you can do about it, how you can detach from the egoic mind. Now, this is the last episode in this mini series. It's been an 8-week series, and we want to remind you, particularly those of you who've been there every week, we want to remind you that the only way that these guest series speakers are being paid is through donations made directly to them, through Awakening Together, but those, you know, Awakening Together doesn't otherwise pay these people. So your donations are what are supporting these people to come in and do these mini-series. Now, the suggested donation is $2 to $10 a week. So if you've been listening the whole time, you might want to consider donating anywhere from $16 to $80 for having participated in this mini-series. But whatever amount you can donate, I know would be greatly appreciated by Gina Lake. So be sure and come. That's at 9 p.m. Eastern Time tonight. And be sure and give some donation to Gina Lake for presenting this mini-series for us. Okay, and then the final announcement is our fall retreat, our 2016 fall retreat in Colorado Springs. It's in October. It's October the 23rd through the 30th. It will feature Regina Dawn Akers, Brent Haskell, and John Mark Stroud. The thing I want to highlight today is that this year we've done something a little bit different in terms of payment, and we are giving an early bird discount. If you pay in full before August the 15th, you get a significant discount on the price of the retreat. So be sure to look at the retreat, and if you're considering going, be sure and get your payment in before August the 15th so you get that discount. And Barb has posted that on the board here. So those are the announcements. And at this point, Lynn is going to play us some music so we can settle in and get ready for our teaching this morning. So I'm going to let go of the mic so that Lynn can do.
Feeling a burning flame,
love will lead us on. Everywhere we go, the love will lead us on. My heart tells me so, the love will lead us on. And on and on, and love will lead us on. On and on and on. You know it's true. All at once, in front of my eyes, a world beyond my dreams began to materialize. Hearing your voice calling me on across the universe, singing my Osho songs. And love will lead us on. Everywhere we go, and love will lead us on. My heart tells me so, the love will lead us on and on, the love will lead us on.
At this point, we'll have our opening prayer. Father, Mother, God, thank you for this opportunity to join together, to look at the truth, to realize the truth, to share the truth with one another. Help me to be a clear conduit this morning. Help us all to hear what we would hear. Help us take what we hear into our lives. Amen. Okay. And now we'll have an inspirational reading by Ruby. Ruby Nasser is reading this morning. It's called Love is Forgiving, and I'm going to let go of the mic and turn it over to Ruby.
Good morning. I am reading from, I think it's the book of Living from the Heart, from Namala. I hope I pronounced his name right. Love is forgiving. What is love, and where is it found? We search for love and try to get love, and yet it seems like we never get enough. Even when we've found it, it can slip away as time passes. What if there's a source of love that never fades and is always available? What if love is near and easy as breathing? What if you have been looking for love in all the wrong places instead of actually lacking love. Love is both simpler and more mysterious and subtle than we imagine it to be. Love is simply the spacious, open attention of our awareness. Which is the gentlest, kindness, and most intimate force in the world. It touches things without impinging on them. It holds all of our experience, but does not hold it down or hold it back. And yet, inherent in awareness is a pull to connect and even merge with the object of your awareness. It is seemingly contradictory nature of awareness, the completely open and allowing nature of it, and its passionate pull to blend with and even become the object of its attention that gives life its depth and sweetness. There is nothing more satisfying than this delicious dilemma of being both apart from and at the same time connected to something you see, hear, or feel. Awareness is the beginning of all separation. Prior to awareness, there is just oneness or isness, with nothing separate from the oneness that would be able to experience it. With the birth of awareness comes the subtle distinction from two things. That which is aware and the object of awareness. And yet those two are connected by this mysterious force we are calling awareness or love. This force of awareness and love that connects you to all experience is the true source of satisfaction and joy. We have all experienced it to some degree. Whenever you fall in love with a person, pet, piece of music, beautiful object, or anything else, you have felt this flow of intimate, connected awareness. Unfortunately, we have been taught to believe that the source of this good feeling was the object of our affection. So we suffer whenever we lose our apparent source. When your lover leaves, your beloved pet dies, the concert ends, or your dream home is repossessed, you feel bereft of that loving connection, connected feeling. You are the source. But what if you are the source of awareness that connects you to everything? What if the love you have been seeking has always been right here inside your own heart? What if it doesn't matter what your awareness touches, but only that awareness is flowing? That would profoundly simplify the search for love. Anything or any experience would be a suitable object for your love. The sweetness of love is the flow of awareness itself. The completely allowing openness and freedom you might look for from a perfect lover is already here in your own awareness. It doesn't have to try to be accepting, because awareness is by nature open and allowing. By itself, awareness cannot do anything but touch. It cannot push or pull or demand something from or limit the freedom of what it touches. And yet, it is not aloof, distant absorber. It is deeply and intimately connected to the object of awareness. In fact, awareness and the object of awareness comes from the same source and are ultimately the same thing. This connection and intimacy that is natural in awareness is satisfying and fulfilling regardless of the object of awareness. In other words, whatever you are experiencing right now is your true love. Whatever you are experiencing is an opportunity to also experience the depth of your true nature as open, loving awareness. Your true nature is true love. It is the perfect lover you have been seeking. And not only is it always here, but is who you really are. You might be thinking, but wait, I don't feel like I'm in love or loving all the time. Sometimes I feel lonely or angry or cut off from love and satisfaction. So how can it be love? How can that be love here? And you don't feel it. Is love really absent in those moments? Or is it just limited in its expression and flow? Are there really moments when there's no awareness? Or is there always some awareness, even if it isn't a lot? If there were no awareness, there also would be no problems, because awareness is the beginning of separation, the sense of a separate self. And the end of awareness is the end of separation. Practically speaking, without awareness, there cannot be loneliness, anger, or anything else. So when you are lonely or angry, there is at least some awareness, although possibly not much. Even when awareness is contracted and tight, as it often is, when you're lonely, angry, sad, hurt, or afraid, it has the same nature as when you are happy and excited. Even a single drop of water is still wet, and even a single drop of awareness is still open and allowing of whatever it is touching. The only trick to experiencing this open and allowing nature of awareness is to look for it in the actual experience you are having. When your awareness is contracted by judgment or fear, it is not actually touching the object of your judgment or fear. Instead, it is touching the judgment or fearful thought you are having. Awareness is completely allowing and open to that thought. That is the definition of awareness. It is the open and allowing recognition of the content of our experience. If awareness is not open to something, then we are not aware of it. The key to experiencing love is to notice where awareness is flowing right now. That flow of awareness is love, and it's the most satisfying and nourishing thing you can experience. There is naturally a direction to this flow of awareness. It moves from within your being to the objects nearby and the experience you are having. You can only fully experience this flow of aware love as it moves in that direction. When someone else is loving, aware, when someone else is lovingly aware of you and not their judgments or desires regarding you, but simply of you as you are, you can experience the outer expression of their love. You can see the way they're looking at you, the smile on their face, their reaction to you. But the awareness of you is arising in them. The love is flowing from them toward you. And so it is filling them with a sense of satisfaction and joy. If you also are to feel satisfaction and joy, it will depend on whether you are experiencing a flow of love towards them. It is your own open awareness that fills you with that sense of connection and appreciation. You are filled with love when you are giving it to someone or something else. Obviously, it is easier to open your heart and express love when the requirements of your conditioning are being met. When someone who matches your ideal for a lover is attracted to and interested in you, it's especially easy to give him or her the same openness and attention in return. So naturally, when two people are falling in love, they are both filling the fullness and richness of the free flow of awareness or love. But the contact each of them have with that love is within themselves. It's their own love, that awareness that is filling them up so richly. This truth that you are filled with love when you love rather than when you are loved can free you from the search for love outside yourself. If you are still aren't sure that it is not your love that fills you, think of the time when someone was in love with you and you weren't in love with him or her. The flow of love attention toward you wasn't satisfying. In fact, it might have been uncomfortable having someone so interested in you when you weren't feeling the same way. In contrast, when you are falling in love with someone, it can be rich, exciting, and energizing, even if it isn't reciprocated. In unrequited love, there is an intensity and beauty from the outward flow of love that is filling you in that moment. So despite the disappointment and hurt of not being loved back, you experience a fullness and aliveness as a result of loving the other. In the Renaissance, unrequited love was even seen as an ideal. It's the love flowing out from your own heart that fills you with love and that fills you with joy and satisfaction. The source is within you. Just one being. There is just one awareness, one being behind all the individual awarenesses. The way you can reach that oneness of being is by experiencing the flow of love within your being. Paradoxically, the place where you are connected to others is inside your own heart. You cannot really connect to another externally. Even if you use super glue to attach yourself to another, there would still be a sense of separation in your outer experience. Not to mention how hard it might be to disconnect. On the inside, you are already connected to everyone and everything. The connection is the flow of awareness that is right now listening to these words. It is in the loving nature of awareness that the sense of connection is found, not in the objects of awareness. You are connected to others in the awareness flowing from within you to them. Connection is not found in the flow of awareness in love towards you. That flow is connected to its source inside the other person. This is good news. You can experience limitless love no matter what anyone else is doing. The only thing that matters how much you are loving, not how much you are loved. Right now, you can be filled to overflowing with the incredible sweetness of love by just giving awareness to anything and everything that is present in your experience. You can't run out of love. You can give this awareness or love freely because awareness is the only thing you can never run out of. No matter how many things you've been aware of today, you still have awareness left for this moment and the next. Awareness is easy to give and doesn't cost anything or deplete you in any way. In your heart, there is limitless supply of love. Just see if you can give so much attention to something that you end up with no more awareness. We sometimes withhold love and awareness because we think that true love requires more than the simple, open attention. Our conditioning suggests that love requires things like compromise, sacrifice, the unconditional giving of our time and effort. Perhaps some of these are necessary for a relationship, but not for love. This is an important distinction, as we often confuse love and relationship. We mistakenly believe that love is dependent on relationship. But if we recognize that the source of love is within us, then relationship can be seen in perspective. Relationships are important, but they are not as important as love. The experience of this inner flow of love is satisfying without or with a relationship. You can experience it with a beautiful object of art in a museum, a moving piece of music, an exciting moment in a sporting activity, or a deep connection with another person. Love is what makes relationships and everything else worthwhile. What a rich possibility that all the love you have ever wanted is available right now, just by giving it to everything you encounter, both within you and in your environment. Love is forgiving, not forgetting. The more you give, the more fully it fills your heart to overflowing. Thank you.
Ruby, thank you for reading that. You did an excellent job reading that. And I hope that, I know there was a bit of chatter going on in the room while Ruby was reading, but I hope that you guys were able to hear what Ruby just read. And I would recommend that, yes, we can post a copy of that. I can send that to Lynn and she can post it with the talk. Or if you want to see it, and that's what I was getting ready to suggest, that you read this article again. You can just, I don't have the exact site, but you can type in the words love is forgiving and Nirmala, and it should pop right up. I think Nirmala's site is endlesssatsang.com, and it's on that site as well. again, thank you, Ruby. It was beautiful. Let's look at some of the things that were said in this article. This is the most profound article I have ever read about love. This article hit me, the truths within this article just really hit me at a profoundly fundamental place inside of me. The place of love, right? So let's look a little bit more closely. At some of the things that Nirmala said in this article. First of all, Nirmala points to a source of love that never fades and is always available, and says maybe we've been looking in the wrong place for love instead of actually suffering from a lack of love. It's not that love has ever been really lacking. The truth is we've just been looking in the wrong place. And where's the wrong place? Outside of ourselves. We are the source of love. And then he talks about, so let's look at the nature of awareness. And he equates love with awareness. Love is simply the spacious, open attention of our awareness. That's it. The spacious, open attention of our awareness. So then he looks at, what is awareness? And, many of us who've looked at the Course in Miracles will recognize this, the way Nirmala identifies awareness as the same thing as consciousness. Course in Miracles talks about consciousness being the first split, right? Before awareness or before consciousness, there's just isness, right? We're all just buzzing. We're just there, isness. And then you have this first split, awareness. With the birth of awareness comes the subtle distinction of two things, okay? It's that no longer oneness. The subtle distinction of two things, that which is aware and then the object of awareness.
You dropped the mic, Jacqueline.
We think, oh, it's a bad thing. We need to be non-dual. We need to be focused on being one, right? But it's interesting. I don't know if somebody tried to take the mic, but, my little mic button was crossed out, so I don't know if one of the newcomers maybe wanted to take the mic. I assume you can hear me now. Is that correct? Interesting. Okay. All right, very good. So I don't know where we left off except to say, looking at, you all might have to help me tell me where I left off. But I was talking about the birth of awareness. So with the birth of awareness, the first split, the birth of awareness, you get that which is aware and the object of awareness. And we often look at this, and this is the birth of duality, and we often look at duality or two-ness, as Jay is saying, as something bad. But it's not. I mean, that's our experience. That's the experience that we're having now. And I've often heard people say, talk of the isness or the beingness as God, and this split being the result of God wanting to experience itself. And so, with the birth of awareness, we get awareness and the object of awareness. And indeed, Nirmala in this article says, inherent in awareness is a pull to connect and even merge with the object of your awareness. So this is God loving God's self. This is becoming one with ourself. And in fact, this flow of awareness and love is the oneness connection. This is what connects you to everything and to all of experience. And what we've been taught, what we've been confused about, is we think it flows the other way. We think that in order to get love, we have to somehow manipulate the objects of our experience or trick them into loving us, into giving us something that we lack. But the truth is, we are the source of awareness. We are the source of love. In fact, Nirmala in this article says, what if it doesn't matter what your awareness touches, but only that awareness is flowing? By focusing our awareness, by allowing ourselves to experience this open attention, that is the experience of love. Yeah, Ruby says it reminds me of the Regina Apple experience. Absolutely. Absolutely. And in fact, I was talking to somebody about this yesterday, and I was telling them it reminded me of Regina's experience with the towel rack, I think it was, just being so happy to be able to hold the towels, right, to be in this loving relationship with Regina. Let me see. Yeah, and so because this love is what we are, love being the, simply the spacious, open attention of our awareness, because as it we allow it to flow through us to the objects of our awareness, we are deeply and intimately connected with those objects of our awareness. So, as Nirmala said in this article, whatever you're experiencing right now is your true love. It's an opportunity to experience the depth of your true nature by extending the spacious, open attention of our awareness. Our true nature is love. And in order to experience our true nature, we have to open that flow. It's not asking for anything. It's not clinging to anything. It's lacking nothing. It's an outward flow, a never-ending, abundant flow to the objects of our awareness. And Nirmala also makes a point here that even when it's contracted, right, when you're not experiencing what we would commonly call love, you're still experiencing awareness. Even a single drop of water is still wet, and even a single drop of awareness is still open and allowing of whatever it's touching. And again, it says, so I'm not feeling loving right now. I'm feeling bitter or resentful or judgmental. And this is really cool. This is very profound. What Nirmala says is going on here is that you are still, the awareness is still flowing from you, but you are openly allowing that thought. So instead of your awareness flowing to the objects in the room around you or the people around you, at that point, the reason you're having that experience is because you are allowing your awareness to focus on that thought of judgment, that thought of hatred, right? That thought of jealousy or fear or whatever it is. That's where you are focusing this powerful force you have at your disposal. You're focusing it on that thought. That's why you're having the experience. Yes, open, allowing attention. Nirmala says, the key to experiencing love is to notice where awareness is flowing right now. And to remember that you can only fully experience that flow of love as it moves in that outward direction. Yeah, and Kim and or Rebecca says, it sounds like it only requires a shift of attention then from self and or object to the flow. A focus on the flow is being and staying in love. Absolutely. I absolutely agree with what's just been written there. There's no question about it. Where is your focus, right? Focus on the flow. That is your true nature. That flow is the true love that you are. And then it talks about, well, wait a minute, I have felt love, you know, being in a relationship with another person, you know, I can feel them loving me. No, what it says is, you can feel yourself extending that flow of love. You're full of love, and your partner may be full of love as well, but you're each experiencing that love from within yourself. And in fact, knowing that can free you from the search for love, which is what we all do. I mean, we can call it different things. You know, we talk about building and maintaining this personal sense of self. Why am I trying to perfect this self? I'm trying to perfect this sense of self, trying to build the perfect self so I'll be loved. Right? When I feel I'm lacking, when I have the I am bad thought, what am I thinking? I'm so unlovable, right? No one will ever love me. I'm looking for love. And what a wondrous discovery to find that it's within me. And that feeling that love, the ability to feel that love, is always within my control. Okay, we didn't hear is an exercise that Nirmala included in this article, and I want you guys to do this exercise with me now. Okay, allow your awareness to settle on a physical object nearby. Take an extra moment to allow your awareness to fully touch the object. Just for the sake of this experiment, give as much love, appreciation, and acceptance as you can to that object. Then, notice another object. As your awareness rests for a moment on that, give it as much love, appreciation, and acceptance as you can. Now, allow your awareness to notice a sound in your environment. As you listen, give that same loving appreciation to the sound you're hearing. If you have any difficulty giving love and appreciation to a particular object or sound, try another object or sound. If you pick a more neutral object or sound, it will be easier at first to experience loving something for no particular reason. Continue allowing your awareness to land on various objects, sounds, colors, tastes, smells, and sensations. With each one, allow as much love and appreciation to flow toward it as you can. Take as long as you like with each experience. And if it's difficult to feel love toward something, just move on. It will get easier to love for no reason as you repeat this exercise. How beautiful is that? Love for no reason, not expecting anything back. Now notice other things that may be arising within you, an uncomfortable sensation, a thought, a feeling, or a desire. Take an extra moment to send loving attention toward it. Just for now, you can love each sensation, thought, feeling, or desire that appears within you. As you get the hang of this, you can just allow your awareness to move naturally to whatever it touches next, either inside or outside of you, whatever it lands on. Give it love and acceptance. Just for a moment, let it be the way it is. And again, remember, love is simply the spacious, open attention of our awareness. What is it like to give simple awareness and love over and over to the things that appear in your experience? How open and full does your heart feel when you are able to give love in this way? If you come to something that's difficult to love or accept, just notice that it's difficult, and then love that it's difficult right now. You can even take a moment to simply love the way some things are harder to love than others. Then move on to whatever is in awareness next. Just go ahead and love whatever is in front of you, and in that way, be filled with love. It's that simple. If you remember that the essence of love is awareness and space. The ideal lover is someone who gives you lots of space to just be yourself, but still connects with you as you are. Awareness is like that. It doesn't limit the object of its awareness, but it makes contact. Yeah, and I thought the best exercise over. What struck me very deeply here and made me really realize this for myself is this idea of unrequited love. When you've been in love with somebody, it didn't really matter whether they loved you back or not. I mean, you might feel like you experience some kind of loss if they don't love you back, but the love that you're feeling towards them is just the same. That love emanates from my heart outwards to the objects of my awareness, whether that's a person, a pet, a song, a landscape, a picture. The love is within me. And there's another important point that Nirmala made here. He says, you know, we focus so much on relationships that we kind of get confused about what love is, because when we think about relationships, it seems to be, you know, a reciprocal thing. I'll give you this if you give me that. And, you know, this is what the Course in Miracles talks about in terms of special relationships. It's a bargain, right? So it's not about bargaining for what can I get from you. It's simply about extending the love. If you extend love fully, no matter what you seem to be getting back, you are going to experience the fullness of love within your relationships. It's not dependent on what the other person or what the other people are doing. It's an unlimited source available to each of us all of the time. And again, it's just so cool. It's like, well, wait a minute, I'm not feeling love. I'm feeling angry. I'm feeling judgmental. Well, that's your right too. You want to do that? That's great. The only reason you're able to do that is because you are extending your awareness to those thoughts and beliefs. You're opening yourself up fully, fully accepting of those thoughts and beliefs. If you no longer want those thoughts and beliefs, then extend your open, spacious awareness somewhere else. You are truly able to choose what you feel and what you experience, because that is what you are. That is what love is. This is your true nature. You will experience what you extend. You will experience what you extend yourself to, the way in which you extend your awareness. This is your choice. And yes, my God, what a gift, right? What a gift. I can experience love 24/7? Yes, you can. In fact, you do. You may not recognize it as love, but this is what we're each doing. This is what we're all doing all day, every day. Yeah, you are loving judgment so much that is all you can feel right now. That's right. And that's your choice. But once you know you've got the choice, well, you know, most of us wouldn't be loving our judgment. Most of us would be loving our love, right? You know, I went through something recently, may have alluded to, went through something recently with my husband, and we were having a little bit of a hard time. And one day it just really struck me. I mean, this came in as revelation. I thought, you know, I cannot make him feel loved. There is nothing that I can do to make him feel loved. And again, and then it struck me. I'm like, oh my goodness. Then how come I blame him when I don't feel loved? Right? I can't make you feel loved. I can't make you love me. The love comes from inside out. Yeah. Well, let me see if there's anything else. Again, I want you to go back and read this article. I mean, it is just so profound. I want to read this last paragraph again. What a rich possibility that all the love you have ever wanted is available right now just by giving it to everything you encounter, both within you and in the environment. Love is for giving, not for getting. And the more you give, the more fully it fills your heart to overflowing. And then I'll tell you, you know, it's just so sweet, so sweet, how inner wisdom, Holy Spirit, fills each of us with what we need at the time. The other thing that came in for me was the Beatles song, the love you take is equal to the love you make. I mean, there's the truth right there. Yeah. Thanks, Lynn, for posting that. Bonnie Raitt, I can't make you love me, right? Yeah. So one more. I'm going to read you one more paragraph, and then I'm going to close this message. The key to experiencing love is to notice where awareness is flowing right now. That flow of awareness is love, and it's the most satisfying and nourishing thing you can experience. There is naturally a direction to this flow of awareness. It moves from within your being to the objects nearby and the experiences you are having. You can only fully experience this flow of aware love as it moves in that direction. All right, and I will let go the mic so Lynn can play us some music that we can use to contemplate what we've just heard. Barb's going to be putting up our donation link. If you choose to donate, please do so. We appreciate your donations. But let's really just contemplate this, and then we'll have a discussion. We'll hear from you guys. I love you all dearly, and I'm letting go of the mic. Lynn. Thank you. Okay, this is where you guys talk. So, would anyone like to share? I know we're running a little later this morning. It was a long reading, but it was perfect. So I'm very, very grateful for that. Lynn, please take the mic.
All right. Thank you so much, Jacqueline. Yeah, it was a long reading, and I was like, wow. But it was so good and so beautiful. And what I really got, which is an answer to a question I was asking earlier this morning in my meditation, was how is it that I, who was told several years ago by my own Holy Spirit mind, Lynn, your job, your function is to be the living embodiment of your Father's love. And so I've spent all these years working to become more loving, giving up judgment, just looking for opportunities to love. And then this morning, during the reading, I got another message from my own Holy Spirit self, and that message was this. There are over 7 billion expressions of divinity in this world. My brother is a unique expression of God's love. Lynn, your job now is to see your brother as an expression and embodiment of God's love. You are my Father's love. And that is such a subtle shift, but it is the absolute shift that I need, that I'm not the only expression of God's love. You are. We all are. And so my job is to look to you for the love that I know is there, because I'm the one who's seeing it. I'm... this is just so beautiful, and it's the direction I was asking for. I was absolutely asking for, how can I become more loving? And Holy Spirit just basically said to me, well, you got to see it in your brothers. You got to see it. It's not just you. It's everyone, everywhere. And I think that's what he's talking about, seeing with the Christ mind. And wow, how beautiful. And that's, I love that song, Spirit of the Living God, till Christ dwells in every heart. This is what we're here for. So, you know, and if I don't see Christ in your heart, that's my bad. All right, letting go of the mic. Thank you so much, Jacqueline, and thank you, Ruby, for reading that beautiful reading.
Wow, Lynn, thank you. Thank you for sharing that that insight with us. It's very, very powerful. I'm touched. Sonia, please take the mic.
Lynn, that was very beautiful. That was a wonderful message, and I already see in you. Before we came here, you were so loving to that young fellow. He had no judgment at all. When I first got on, I thought perhaps he was hopped up on crack or something. He was so wound up, but you loved him. And he is where he is, and that's the loving of it. So you do a wonderful job. Ruby, thank you for reading. And Jacqueline, oh, my God. And Mike Lynn, this message was just for me. I went to bed on Friday night, and I was feeling particularly separated, particularly invisible. And I had a very profound dream. And in fact, Holy Spirit called it the inch-by-inch club. And then you come today. And separation is a choice. And it explained everything. It was such a powerful and profound gift that you gave us this morning, Jacqueline. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And like Lynn, I feel like it was especially your gift to me. So thank you, and thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much for sharing, Sonia. How perfect is that? I love you. Gloria, please take the mic.
Well, good morning. Good morning, everybody. And I just want to say thank you to Ruby. Thank you to Reverend Jacqueline this morning. What a beautiful message. I can't say that I'm that surprised that we're getting Lynn coming on with her revelation, Sonia with her revelation. We're living in such a magnificent time in terms of energy and revelations. Now, I wanted to just comment, first of all, me and Reverend Jacqueline, we work together in our on the trustee board, and we communicate sometimes. But one thing that we don't do is communicate back and forth about what she's going to talk about, what I'm going to talk about. And so I'm always just floored whenever it happens that she's talking about something and then my talk is similar to that. She talked about love today, and next week I'll be talking about the Heart of Awakening. So there is definitely some correlation there with her conversation today, her sharing today, as well as with what I will bring forward next week. What I wanted to say, though, specifically about the whole idea that we are the love, that we are the source of love. One thing that I've noticed, one word that came up for me while during contemplation was a word from Michael Singer, and that's liberation. When we're able, what I've experienced at on a personal level, as I've learned to that this love is within me, that it's not outside of me. Jacqueline also talked about her relationship, and I've noticed that in my quote-unquote special relationships, my interpersonal relationships, the more I become aware that this love is emanating from me and that it's not something that I can derive from my husband, from my kids, from my family members, I've noticed slight changes in the energy there between. It's not as if I've come straight out and said to anyone, I'm not expecting your love to externally fulfill my cup anymore. I haven't verbally made that statement to anybody, but it's within my awareness, it's within my being, and that's how I operate. And some kind of way that's picked up in the relationships around me. So I've noticed, and maybe other people have noticed this as well, changes in your immediate relationships in that way. They aren't necessarily the types of changes that I would necessarily label good or bad, although some of them are challenging, but it's just me being aware that, first of all, I know that this love is coming from within me. It's not, I no longer need anyone to love me outside of me to validate what I am. I fully realize that this love is emanating. There is a wellspring, an unlimited, unsurpassable, unchangeable wellspring of love within me that is flowing up and out into this world. And I do my best to extend that love at every opportunity I get, even in those challenging situations. And I've watched situations that have presented themselves as challenging to me in the past. I've watched those relationships transform, not because anything that anyone has done outside of me, but because of this awareness, this liberation that I'm talking about, that Reverend Jacqueline talked about today. The love is right here. Love is always loving us. And that's all I want to say. I'll let go of the mic.
Sweet, Gloria, thank you so much for sharing that, for sharing your experience with this. I'm going to give Jay the mic. I wanted to read one more time as you were speaking. My eyes landed on this sentence. This truth that you are filled with love when you love rather than when you are loved, can free you from the search for love outside yourself. Jay, take the mic.
Hey, can you hear me? I'm on my iPad. It doesn't always come through. Yeah, thank you, Jacqueline, for this message today. And Lynn and Sonia and Gloria, it's wonderful to hear your revelations and your thoughts. Yeah, I myself have been having a super busy work, kind of reburied in work thing. And I can see that this is kind of one of the big remaining sort of ego pulls, that this idea of success for me. And so a lot of difficulty can then come to me sometimes from a situation where, you know, of course it's going to be more difficult than I would have imagined, or the people involved and what have you. There's a lot of stuff coming up in the relationships I have in various places, you know, with this sort of difficulty. And one of the things I did lately was, first of all, realize, you know, where my horse is tied, where what my attention's on and why, and that is what I'm loving, but also loving the difficulty of it, surrendering to the difficulty of it. And I had a really neat, transformative kind of experience over this last week, because my heart softened around this difficulty when I just accepted that this was difficult. And it was like that action turned the whole tide of my experience around. Nothing outwardly changed, just my inward experience of that changed, and my heart did open, and I was able to just feel the love for everything and everyone, and, you know, my hands on the steering wheel as I was driving my car, or, you know, talking to different friends that I have and going over to their house, or being with them, or the computer I'm working on, or the couch I'm sitting on, or, you know, it's like it immediately reconnected me with that. Even amidst the difficulty, and that was the cool thing that your message today really helped me see, was that, you know, we can't force other people or things to be any certain way, right, ever. It's always, what am I doing inside? How am I surrendering? You know, it's like there's only one thing we ever do is to let go, right? It's so simple when you say it like that, and yet so seemingly sometimes easy to forget in the midst of these quote-unquote difficulties, which, you know, are really just things we make up. But thank you for the message, and it's beautiful to hear everyone else's insights and connections. Well, I love you all, you guys. All right, bye-bye.
Okay. As you were speaking, there was an advertisement at the bottom of the screen. It said, "The cure is simple. Take care. Take control." I just thought that was really funny, because that was that's what you were saying, right? Right? It comes from yeah, exactly. Karen, please take the mic. And Cindy had her hand up. Cindy, if you want to take the mic after Karen, please do so. I'll just wait for you to do that when Karen's done. Okay, I'm letting go.
Hey, thank you. I really appreciated everybody sharing today. I loved the reading. Thank you, Ruby. And thank you for going slow, because I need to read stuff slow, and you were at a slow pace for me, and I was really able to absorb it all, so I really appreciate that. I just wanted to share an experience that I had. It was a few days, probably several days after my dad had passed, and I was walking over to my neighbor's house to help her with these kittens that she was rescuing. They were very young, and they still needed to be fed, you know, every few hours with droppers. And I remember walking over there, and the thought came into my mind about how, you know, with my father passing, I had lost unconditional love, that unconditional love came from him. And that thought was in the mind, and I was believing it. And then when I was there helping her with these kittens and holding them and feeding them, I noticed this unconditional love came up inside me again. And I was like, wow, okay, I haven't lost unconditional love. And I realized at that point that unconditional love comes from me, not from anywhere else. And then a few minutes later, the thought came up that I've been very generous with in believing that, you know, when I get older, since I don't have kids, that I would be, you know, lonely, and that it was just going to be a state that I would have to be in. And from having this experience with unconditional love, I realized that I'll never be lonely because I'm the one who is the one who brings love. And if there's anything or anyone around me, I will always have love. So this lesson just that you read today just reminded me of my lesson. So thank you for letting me share.
Cindy, you had your hand up. Would you like to share before we finish here? I'm going to let go of the mic so you can. Okay, stay on it. Well, we'll love that too. She says her mic is stuck. All right. Well, guys, as always, I am so grateful to be on this path with all of you and to be able to share with you in this way. I love you all dearly. And we'll end this service with a closing song and then social hour. We're already into that, I think, but you can hang out and chat if you like. After that, I love you guys. Thank you. Bye.
I never was loved so deeply. Never was loved so true. Never was loved so completely. Till I was.
I'm going to start that again. It's my second chance.
Tonight this is for you, Rick and Sophia.
Oh, yeah.
I never was loved so deeply. Never was loved so true. Never was loved so completely. Till I was loved by you. I never knew was blessed, but now I do. Never knew what I was missing till I was loved by you. Angels all around me, I had angels at my door, angels in the kitchen, barefoot on the floor. Guides to guide me, and friends when I was down, but still there was something missing. Till you came around, and I never was loved so deeply, never was loved so true, never was loved so completely, till I was loved by you, and I never knew I was blessed. Now I do. Never knew what I was missing till I was loved by you. You.
direction, and I am not afraid. Time can only take away the things our minds have made. But love's glory is no small thing. Yes, and I knew it when I heard you sing. And I never was touched so deeply, never was touched right through. I never loved so completely till I loved you. And I never knew I was blessed, but now I do. I never got to see the man in me till I was loved by you. Till I was loved by you. Till I was loved by you. Till I was loved by. She gave me love. Give me love, love.